ooh ee ooh ah ah ding ding
walla walla bing bang.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah ding ding walla walla bing bang. Is that better than
yes, infinitely. God damn it. Hi, Josh.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah?
Let's just get right into it.
Let's just dive into it.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships in. That's nice. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Kazoo. Nice, yeah, Kazoo.
Owen busted this out the other day. I was like, this is mine. Thank you.
I like it.
Were you surprised?
At what?
At the kazoo. I was holding.
I was.
Yeah, you looked totally a little confused. That's being like, what's he doing?
What is? First, I thought it was a duck call.
Is he like gum?
Like Rex Lynn style. Do a goose call or something.
Right.
That was nice.
I'm gonna have to give you something. A warning. I'm a little phlegmy today. Feeling a little phlegmy.
So for you, that means
I'm just saying there,
a
could,
river
there could be like.
Well, welcome. Josh Fligger's here. Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer, conveniently gone.
Yep, out doing cool stuff.
Yeah, Sam's in Seattle for the game, and Larry is getting penicillin treatment in Escondido.
Lucky guy.
Yeah. So it's the shed episode.
It's the shed episode.
It's the shed episode.
The shed episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
So myself. Here's the way I thought that this probably should work. I don't want to bring out this equipment, microphones and stuff out there.
Right.
Because it's just going to get ruined. So what I'll do, and we'll have a little start here.
All right.
And the shed is by no means going to be finished in this episode.
No. It's just, it's well, you know, you got to put one foot forward. You
that's
know
right.
I mean? You got it's baby steps.
This is the primary episode. And what we'll do is I'm going to take my iPhone out there and we'll just record into the iPhone updates okay. as we go.
Okay.
I guess it'll be, you know, punctuated by some elevator music.
All right.
And we'll just do updates throughout the next few hours of how far we get and what's going on and the conversations and the swear words and all those things.
Do we have everything we need?
By no means.
Oh, good. So we're just gonna have to figure some stuff out.
We're gonna have to go to the store probably at some point, which should be great. So what I did last night, yesterday, 4:30, Laura gets home and I promptly get in my car, drive to U-Haul, get a pickup truck, and drive that to Lowe's. And I spend 3 hours in Lowe's buying $1,000 worth of shit.
Well, doesn't Lowe's, you got $1,000 worth of shit
yeah.
for a okay, doesn't Lowe's, don't they rent trucks?
Okay.
Don't they have, like, can't you rent a truck there?
They do, but they didn't have one today.
Oh.
It was in the shop.
Okay. I was like, why are you going to U-Haul to go to Lowe's?
No. I asked them. Right. I inquired. It's like $45 for the... Probably cheaper than the one they have.
How many tools do you think we're going to find out that we need to get? That we're, like all of a sudden we get to a point and we're like, oh shit, we need to get.
Well, here's
this.
The thing: I've got drills, I've got drivers, I've got saw, I've got you know hammer and so forth.
Pretty much all you need,
and,
right?
And then on top of that, I got staple gun, and I figure we'll put it mostly
you got
together.
Levels
staples.
And stuff. On,
figure it'd mostly be staples and twine.
Patches of duct tape for waterproofing.
Yeah, for the siding, I decided to use some of the cement board siding.
Right.
It's you know it's it doesn't burn. It's fireproof and waterproof. And I'm going to use that. And the thing is, if you cut that with a saw blade, it puts silica dust all over the place, and it's awful.
Which would be perfect for the neighbors.
But I'm not doing that. I bought a proprietary shear, electric shears, that was supposed to cut through it like butter.
What do you mean proprietary shears?
Well, it's shears that are meant just for cutting this stuff.
Like somebody designed these shears and nobody could ever make a shear just
like...
Well,
maybe like proprietary isn't the right word.
Did you buy it or rent it?
The appropriate shears.
Did you buy them?
I bought them.
Now, are you ever going to use these again?
Well, here's the thing. They were $150, and I figure I can sell them.
That's true.
You know, if I put them on eBay or whatever, because I sure looked on eBay to buy a pair of used ones. So,
yeah, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, so I'll sell the things.
Or you can just put them in the shed.
Because they're expensive. Yeah. You know, like if you get a really good pair, they're like a few hundred.
But is this something that you might be able to use in the future for something else that you
can? It is.
Yeah, see, this could be, this, you save it to be like,
yeah,
I got something that'll cut that, whatever. Yeah, yeah, you might want to save
there's
that
then.
Yeah. It's always good to have that tool that you're right. Like,
maybe I need to build a doghouse.
Maybe
at
I need
some
to
point.
Cut this piece of aluminum or something. You know?
Yeah. I don't know if it works on aluminum, but anyway, I've got it.
Okay, good.
So I have that. And I got a lot of wood.
Nice.
You see all the wood out there?
See, he's got everything set out.
I had 38 footers and 4 or 5. I think I've got 5 10 footers.
Here's the real question. Here's what we really need.
Okay.
Do we have any plans?
They're in my noodle. They're all up here.
We're winging it.
They're all
up here. This is
going to
be a train wreck.
But I've thought about it quite a bit. Okay. Like I'll lie awake, you know, in bed thinking about how I'm going to do this.
I hope you don't plan on me thinking about it.
Well,
I figured you got it all. I'm doing it your way. I'm just the assistant.
I'll have some conversations with you about things as I work through things.
Yes.
But yeah, there's no written plans for this.
Good. I like it. And, we're just drawing it in the dirt like a football play in the backyard.
Well, here's some things that I have thought about though ahead of time. So I'm using these planks. They're 8 inch by 3/8 inch by 12 foot planks.
Right.
To side the thing. Now those aren't supposed to be structural. You're supposed to have the studs, you know, your frame, and then put a substrate underneath there, a sheathing.
Right.
Like plywood or whatever. I'm not doing that because I don't want to overbuild the thing because you'll have plywood on the outside and then siding, and on the inside you put, plywood to cover the inside. That seems like a whole shitload more than I needed
to do. Are they treated?
For a shed. The sides?
The base, you can put like base boards around. Or are they like pressure water treated?
What are you talking about?
Aren't you supposed to like not put wood up against cement?
Well, the foundation that I already have up there is treated wood.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgot. All right. I forgot you already had. Okay.
Yeah. So that's already ready to go. So this will be, fastened onto that.
Right.
But my plan is to build the frame. We got to do the back wall because the back wall is 3.5 inches away from a concrete wall, a cinder block wall.
Yeah.
So you can't build back there. I've got to build it and paint it and then put it up there, that back wall. So that being the case, I'm thinking that we're going to do the frame and we're going to cross brace it, right? Let me know if this is boring anybody. We're going to cross brace it so it stays square,
right.
And then flip that over, and then I'm going to do the siding of the back.
Okay.
Put the siding up there on those studs, and then go put it into place, and then later I'll put the plywood on the inside,
right.
And that'll be the structural, to keep it keep it square and straight. Because I don't want to overbuild the thing.
You tell me where to hold and where to carry and.
I got something you can hold.
What to carry.
Start. and I can't promise a little bit later this won't be at least one beer episode.
Oh, good.
But I got a big
day today.
Do you have any questions?
No. I'm sure I'll come. Let's just.
Wait, you have something after this?
Oh, I got a ton of shit today.
What are you doing later?
I got a soccer game. I'm going to see my son's team probably lose again.
Yeah.
And listen to this. Today is, it's like quiet day.
I hear it.
We're not allowed, like the parents aren't allowed to say anything.
Oh, at the game.
Or the coaches. So we just got to stand there and stare at them. Like we're allowed to clap and we're allowed to clap when they score a goal.
I like that.
Ugh, why?
Because, like, I go to Silas's jiu-jitsu lessons.
Uh-huh.
I wish some people would just shut the fuck up.
Right. I'm not like, go, get, take him out. But it's like.
That's it, Lorraine. That's it. Hook him, Lorraine. Get the hooks in. That's it. No. Turn around. Try to get his back.
I'm at a funeral. I'm just going to sit there and watch, like, 10 kids run around, kick this ball. It's out of
bounds.
You can
cheer.
You can't.
You can't yell and clap?
No.
So you can't say yay?
No.
You can't do any of that?
No.
Can you clap?
Yes. When they score, you can clap,
well,
and
you're allowed to hold
up signs.
I love it.
I'm gonna think of a big sign says "Bite me," just hold it up, waving around to people.
Well, I've got bad news for you.
What?
We're not gonna be finished anywhere near the time you have to leave for this.
And today's my anniversary. Well, tomorrow's my anniversary.
You still don't know.
Well, I only know because last week I screwed it up, and my wife I thought it was the 17th, and she's like, "It's the 7th, dumbass." And then she said, "What? How many years has it been?" And I'm like, 11, 12. So I screwed that up too. So she physically grabbed my phone and put all the information on my calendar so I would never
forget. You got married in 2006?
Yes. Yes. He
doesn't know. All right.
Yes.
Well, this sheds for you, Sandy.
All right. Well, are we just going to dive right into it?
Yeah, let's go, man.
All right, let's go.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Josh is out here. Laura's out here. And Vivian and Silas are out here. Just before we got started out here, Josh, just before you got here, Vivian wanted to help out. So do you want to tell everybody what you did with your watering can?
I poured it on... Daddy said no.
Yeah, I noticed the water can is halfway down the driveway.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was clear of danger. All right, so Josh.
All right.
It's not totally seat of my pants. There's a forethought going into the... Like, here is the bottom... piece,
right,
that's going to be the bottom of the back wall, right? Yeah. It's already marked as such. We're there in pen, but you see this little hole right here in the back of it, that little divot, and then down here there's another one
that's going to go into the...
That's making room for the bolts that are on the foundation, because I used my noodle. Because when I get this whole thing built and we go in and carry it back there and place it into place, I wanted to make sure it went down. So we're going to lay out these studs and measure them. I already made sure that it was the right width on this.
Right.
And these are less than 8 feet because when you add on the top and the bottom, it equals
right,
8 feet.
Right.
And so what we just need to do is, you see the plywood over there?
Right.
I want to make sure that the width of the other wall that's going to butt up against this, right there, I want to have on the inside a stud right there to put that, to tie that into, so I'm not just drilling into nothing. So I'm going to put a stud there, and then we're going to go 24 inches across here, and then put one on the edge. Probably, no, I just want them to know we're really building a shed here.
Oh, no,
it's really happening. All right.
I can verify that the wood has been laid out, and that it looks like the beginning of a wall.
Should I drive a nail?
Yeah.
All right. Can you hold this for a second? Right.
We're actually going to do work now.
I got to find the nails.
Oh, you didn't even get the nails ready. I noticed only one pair of safety goggles, so I guess...
Silas.
What?
Could you do me a favor and go inside, right inside the door to the right there, is the hammer. Have Mommy get you the hammer. We keep the hammer in the kitchen.
That's what I was going to say.
Just in case the steak's too tough. Yeah.
You never know when you have to grab a hammer and smack.
Listen to that. That's a lot of nails.
Those are some nice nails.
How many nails did I get there? 235.
Those are fastened tights.
All right. We got to grab one.
Let's do this. I'm going to stand around. He's got the... Right, you get you make a right angle. He's make... Oh, good call. Looks nice.
Pretty good.
Line up. You need me to hold something? I'm probably going to have to hold something, huh?
I need you to hold something. Did he hand me my hammer?
No, we're missing the hammer still.
Oh, here. Do
we have the water bucket? No.
I wish you wouldn't. Thank you, son.
He just said he was going to throw the hammer at his head.
Hey, buddies.
All right. You need...
Best comedian.
Sassy.
All right.
It's happening. Oh.
There's not much to...
Do I need to stand on the other side?
I'm going to turn it to get it started this way. All right, and then
that's very loud.
It's gonna get loud in here.
It might get loud.
Now, do you want me to hold that board?
It might get loud.
At least hold this. How's that? I can't believe we're recording this.
Isn't this great? This is central lady.
I mean, this is really work. People, we really are leaning on wood, and Andy's hammering. We're the first nail of many.
This is going to win a potty. Isn't that what the awards that they have for a podcast?
I don't know. Hey, did you see what that painting that happened?
The Banksy. Yeah.
That was amazing.
First nail's drilled. Driven.
Done. Smooth, too.
Hey, thanks, man.
That was a nice hammer job.
Nice.
Do.
All right.
Nice job standing up, hammer.
we'll give you an update after a while. All right. So, Josh and I have framed the back wall.
It's happening.
We framed the back wall. Got it square. Got it braced.
You know, two beers and we're eating ibuprofen like they're Chiclets.
The thing has it has weather barrier on it.
Yep.
And it's looking sharp.
What was the, so far to you, what was the biggest obstacle that you think we ever came?
I think getting it square.
I think moving it.
Moving it was big.
We had to move it because
yeah.
We built it and didn't realize maybe it might have been too small to move through certain obstacles.
Yeah.
So we had to do that old twisty, turny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it, though.
We did it. And I owe a thank you to you for suggesting that we move it over here first.
Yeah, that would have been, we never would have got it.
Because that's, what is that, 30 yards?
I think if we'd put that other stuff on before we moved it over and then we got in the position we were in, I would have just left. I just started crying and walked away.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Because it already weighs
a shit ton.
A goddamn ton. successful use of the proprietary shears.
Yes.
It's pretty impressive,
right?
Yeah.
That was nice. And it was just one smooth, and it was like a 10-foot cut.
Yeah. Oh, 12-foot.
It was 12-foot cut, and it was something that was kind of fragile, and we propped stuff up underneath it. We totally rigged everything, so worked. It was nice.
We're not messing around.
No.
Well done.
We'll post pictures and stuff.
You have to go?
I got to go. I got to go to see I got to go stand and silently at a soccer game. It's ridiculous.
Oh, hold up a sign that just has an exclamation point.
I wonder if I could just like scream into my microphone and then just keep playing that over my iPhone or something.
I love it.
Come on, next time I'm gonna take a bullhorn, just stand there and scream.
Josh, you're
right, that was fun.
You're a scholar and a gentleman. Well, I couldn't have done this without you.
Is this a cereal? Should we make this a cereal?
Because this is gonna take forever.
No, it won't.
How long was that? That was 2 hours.
2 hours, but that was the biggest piece.
The biggest piece, the starting piece, and a lot of thought had to go into how it was all going to come together. Yeah, that's not bad.
No, I think from now it'll go a little bit smoother because now we got our feet in the ground. We're running.
It's true. Right. I like the way you think. I like your positivity.
Part one of nine.
It's been a shitty day.
Hey. You got, you never, like I told you, Andy, nobody just hands you a shed in life. You got to earn that shed. You right?
You got to go out and earn that shed.
Exactly.
All right, dude.
All right.
Thanks.
Fun.
Woo-wee. I am sweating. It's Andy. And joining me on the phone here is Josh Fligger and Larry Morgan.
Hello.
Morning, fellas.
How do you do?
How do I do? I sweat.
What did you do?
Well, fellas, I just finished framing and siding wall two.
Wall two? Which wall? The big one or the big ones or the little?
Well, the big one we did in the back, right? That's completely sided, painted, and put in place. And then I did the one on the left facing the garage. So,
garage, yeah. Right.
So I did that one completely by myself. Required a great deal of measuring and so forth. And I had to, again, build the whole thing because there's like 10 inches between, or foot between the garage and that. So there was just, I thought I could do it, but there was no way. I would have been, they would have found my corpse.
Stuck in between the wall and the garage.
Yeah, rotting like a mouse between the two walls. So it's laying out in my backyard. If you fellas find some time this weekend, you want to swing by and have a beer.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that. What you need to really consider maybe handing in your man card on this one. When do you build a shed? What day of the weekend do you build a shed?
Well, Saturday.
Yes, you don't do it on Sunday during football season.
Wait,
let me see. I'm going to pass up watching the Steelers, or I can go sweat my ass off with Dan.
I don't know, Josh. If there was any season you might want to pass up watching the Steelers, it might be this one.
Shots fired.
Hey,
although I'm more in the camp of why are you building your own shed? Again, aren't there guys to hire to do that sort of thing?
To that point.
Yes.
No, you haven't asked me how I got the wall up.
How did you get the wall up, Andy?
Because here's the thing that I wasn't really counting on. And here's one place, Josh, I got to give you some credit here. Josh is the one who suggested maybe you should, because I thought, okay, we'll frame this thing in the shade under the carport, right? And then we'll, you know, carry it back there, do it all out of the sunshine. Josh said, maybe you ought to put this in the backyard and do it there. And then, number one, we almost didn't get it out from underneath the carport. It almost didn't fit out from underneath it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So that was one thing where I owe Josh. The other one was,
well, you know who taught me that? You know, my old man used to tell me is you want to find the easiest way to do something is put the laziest man in charge. And you will find the easiest way to do something 100% of the time.
Well, the other thing is that I wasn't thinking ahead on, and where you saved me, Josh, is that I'm siding it with that fiber cement board. You know, those planks of cement fiber, and the word cement is right in it. It's pretty heavy. I'm like basically siding it with rock. And you put 15 of those planks on the side of something, not to mention how heavy it was, you know, just the 2x4s, you know, the studs carrying back there. I figured it up. I think it was over 400 pounds by the time it was done.
It was heavy without that crap on it.
I know.
And we had to turn it in like these weird, goofy angles just to get it out of there. Like, I think that was the scariest part of the whole thing so far, is I thought, this ain't gonna happen. We're gonna have to take all this wood apart and then carry it back over and rebuild it again. But we managed to squeeze it through.
Yeah. So so Larry, I text Josh after a long day of work, and I said, "Hey, dude, it's finally done. You know, hey, any chance you might be around for 10 minutes tomorrow to throw this thing up?" And he texts back, "It's my anniversary." To which I responded, "So."
So, what's 10 minutes out of your anniversary?
He texted back, "Bringer."
I want to know, the construction of this shed, what is going to be the total size of the square footage of the shed when it's done?
Like
approximately
40.
It's a mini barn.
40.
Yeah.
It's a mini barn.
It's like it's 10x4.
We're talking about this so much, and the effort, I don't know, since they built the pyramids, have we talked so much about the construction of one? I want to know what sort of incredibly cherished and treasured items are going to be contained in this monolithic shed.
My old tax shit and stuff like that. Christmas
tree.
What?
You got to see how excited he is when he's building it. He gets this glow in his eye. He was talking about like insulating it and putting Wi-Fi in.
Wi-Fi? No. No. But anyway, you guys, you're not letting me get to the main triumph that I had on Sunday with no help. I called two other people. Nobody was going to help me. So I got in the car and I toddled down to Home Depot. And that's where I met a few itinerant workers. spoke a different language than I do as a first language, and so knowing very little, I don't want to hurt someone. So I pulled up, and they were more than agreeable to give me a hand with this. And I said, muy pasado. Muy. Muy pasado.
Which translates to?
I want a date? No.
No. Wow.
Very heavy. Very heavy.
Very heavy.
Mm-hmm. I believe, anyway. I hope that's what I said. So they said they're ready. They flexed their arms and they were ready to do it. So they came. They were awesome. They knocked it out in no time, and we lifted the thing into place. It was tab A into slot B. Here's the greatest thing, though. As we're driving along, one of the guy in the front seat turns to me, and I'm listening to 88.5. He turns to me and he says, "Buena música."
Hey, you found your new slogan.
Yeah, hey, I'm also growing the audience for the radio station, so there's that.
There you go.
So anyway, I'm going to declare all of that labor on my taxes and all that kind of stuff, of course. And and now I've got the second wall that has to go up sometime soon, and it's pretty much ready to be put in place, so... you know, if you guys aren't doing it,
I want to come up. I think we need to put the walls up like Amish style. Like I want to come out there.
Raise a barn there, English.
Have a big shed raising. Invite the entire community over. We'll have the women, cook for us out there, and we'll look at the whole group. I need to get my beard growing. I think.
Hey, Josh. Josh, yeah. You know how many Mennonites it takes to operate a circular saw?
How many?
Doesn't matter. They're all going to burn in hell anyway. using the electric tool. We try to please everybody. So hey fellas, thanks for meeting up with me. I just wanted to have a little denouement of the what is going on.
What's up? What are you doing?
Who's shouting in the background?
Oh, that is. I'm actually in the queue for the ferry, the Washington State ferry, to leave Orcas Island to go back to the mainland.
Oh, nice!
Across the sea to the mainland, and they're just yelling at us that we're about to load up.
Oh, so. Sweet! Well, this is a perfect time for us to say when
the
people that you know
don't like you.
Thanks, fellas. See you soon.
Good. I can't wait for part 9 of the Shed Talk episodes.
Hey, just in case you guys were wondering, Larry told you where he was. I'm back in the corner of my office hiding, so nobody knows that I'm on this podcast right now, okay? So enjoy yourself.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Bye-bye.